on weekends is when we usually come to town. The very next weekend I come to town in a farm wagon. Well, I went to the corn crib with the gunny sack to get me a feed from a mule here in the wagon yard. If you furnished your own feed, it cost you a dime for the feed draws and the water. That's the way it was in the 20s. So while I was getting the corn for the mule, she got the sack and caught the old sack, the old cat. I put him in the wagon bed and tied the cat to the top of her sack to the top of the sack with the corn was in so she couldn't get out. I drove into this. Have you ever seen this big parking lot right behind Dover's driving store?
No.
But at that time, that was a wagon yard, what we call a central wagon yard. So I drove in there, taken my mules out, done up the lines, watered them, taken them and tied them in the stall, side by side, a pair of mules. I come back to the wagon, I've got a sack of corn in one hand and a cat in the other. Walked right in between the mules and set them over in the manger. First thing I done, I untied the sacks. And the first sack I opened up was a cat sack. She jumped out of there and took it right down the manger and went plumb out of sight. She went three or four stalls from out watching. She went out of sight. Well, I just made sure that'd be the last of her. She done just about what I wanted her to do, run off. Thinking to myself, you old fool, you won't never know, find a way back. I'd say it's about 5 or 6 weeks, something along there, she come home. Bobbed up there one morning and I said, I thought I hauled that cat off. She said, you did? They had a name for a kid, did I? I called her by her name. She said, yeah, you taken her off. I said, no, I didn't. She said, well, I know you did. I put her in a sack for you. I said, anyway, you know, she is on the fence. She's the funniest looking woman you ever saw. She said, well, what'll you do now? I'd be ashamed to take the old thing off anymore. And we kept her. She disappeared. I don't know what there went with her. Now, you see, animals. Well, I'll say it this way, fowls of the air and animals of the earth, they got a better descent than we got.
That's true.
Now that young dog, he didn't start away from home. He had started back where he belonged. He had that instinct about him. He knowed I come this way. And he went close to halfway home. And I think if he'd had a little more time, he'd have made it home, maybe by now. But he'd made it last night. Another thing I noticed in raising and handling dogs, a lot of times when one of them gets lost, he travels at night, more so than he does in daytime. After anyway, that dog went the first night, halfway home, nearly halfway.
Sleeping
and he's waited until the next night and made the rest of it.
Is the scent better then or something?
It's something they inherited. That we don't have. They don't turn around now. You can go in the woods. These hunters get lost. You'd be surprised. And you can't tell from them dogs. You can't get nothing to help you out any when you're lost from your dog. Because he don't show any sign of it. But if he used to undertake to leave you, he'd go in the direction of home. He wouldn't go the wrong way. Awesome.
Did you raise cattle on your farm?